Lou Heckler, great to talk to you again.
Thank you, Winston. It'll be such a pleasure to be back with you all once more.
I'm looking forward to it, Lou. It'll be the third or fourth time I've heard you, and I think I learn heaps every time.
Thank you.
Lou, I'm a speaker. I'm sitting there wondering, in these supposedly tough times, when I've got to marshal my resources, whether I should invest the money to come along and hear you. What am I going to get if I come along and hear Lou Heckler at his workshop?
Well, the program I'm doing at the workshop is called Making Magic Moments. And one of the things that you know I've done over time, since we have been friends for a number of years, is that I really study other performers. Since I was a little kid, really, I've studied television performers. I've studied singers, actors, dancers, people who are on Broadway stages, and tried to figure out who are the people that have the greatest impact on me, and what is it that they're doing? Not that I want to steal their work, but I want to steal their technique. I want to find out what it is that makes me come off the back of my chair and get excited about what they're doing. And I've tried to bring that into a workshop for speakers. It's going to be aimed at not at the very, very beginning speaker, but at people who have been in the business a little bit, and for the very veteran speaker. We're going to talk about everything from coming up with better, fresher descriptions, delivering your presentation in a way that it almost feels like a dialogue to the audience instead of a monologue. At this time, I know it's very tough to think about, well, how much would this be worth and why should I spend the money? But here's what I've discovered over my 29 years of professional speaking. Anytime there's been a dip in the economy in the United States and in the speaking business generally, that's a time when I go back and really retool and really rework my materials so that when the economy does get better again, I'm really excited about what I have to say, and I have fresh things to say, and it always translates into greater business.
Lou, you have a richness of language. You have a beautiful voice. I could listen to it for hours. Is that something you've got to be born with, or can you acquire it?
A little bit of each, I think, Winston. Thank you very much, first of all, for saying that. I worked a very long time in the broadcasting business in the United States, about 14 years. I worked around some remarkably gifted people. When you're around voices like that all day, you pick up some techniques. But additionally, I worked for 3 years with a voice coach, and every week I would make recordings, and he would listen to those and suggest things to me. You really can make a big difference in the way you deliver materials. A lot of it has to do with breathing. A lot of it does have to do with word choice. But, you know, as much as anything else, it has to do with being focused on that being a really critical part of what we do. I think so often we as speakers work very hard on our material, and we should, but we forget that our voice is really our instrument, and that's what really makes the material come alive.
And Lou, you have a wonderful way with humor. You don't tell jokes. You just have an ability to put humor into every presentation. Are you going to share those secrets?
I am going to talk a little bit about that, because I think everybody wants to use some kind of humor if they can, and yet most people say to me, and you know what, I'm the same way, I say this too, most people say, I can't tell jokes. Well, as you said, I don't tell jokes. But I think really, you know, I've heard actors say, great acting is not really delivering a line, it's listening to what the other person says and then reacting to it. Humor, I think, is really listening and observing to the silliness that goes on around us all the time, and then capturing that and repeating it back to an audience. Whoopi Goldberg, the famous actress, Academy Award-winning actress and comedian, says, the best humor is simply that in which we see ourselves. And that's what I try to help people capture.
And Lou, without mentioning names, you have had input to a number of people who become very successful in the speaking business. I think of a man who does something with a rubber chicken.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, the thing is, what I think I can help, and I was surprised at this. I do a lot of coaching, Winston, and I've been surprised over the years. I've always been able to think funny for myself. I have had a great gift in being able to help other people think funny too. And so what I try to do with people is, including with Mr. Tim Gard, whom you were referring to, is to just kind of help them see the simple little techniques that they can add into their presentation that will bring the house down, that will bring a lot of humor into their presentation. I can't exactly tell you how it works. It's just that I think I was raised in a house where humor was a big part of our living, and I think it's just carried through with me throughout my career.
Well, Tim Gard used to get on a plane and come down and see you to get his presentation, yes. Right?
Yes, yes. And a lot of people have done that. I've had the privilege of working with more than 150 NSA and NSAA speakers, so it's been a great honor to do that and a lot of fun. And I think, as most people who do any kind of teaching or coaching will tell you, I learn as much as I deliver in terms of knowledge.
So, Lou, we're looking forward to seeing you. Would I be right in saying that if people are debating coming, they shouldn't debate any longer, but come along and you'll make sure that they take away something from it?
I can honestly say, Winston, that I absolutely promise they will come away with rekindled excitement, with fresh techniques that they can use, and with simple ideas that they can put into effect immediately without having to change everything about who they are. I'm not really about trying to make a bunch of little me's running around Australia. I'm there to try to help the people who are there become the best that they can be.
Lou, if any speaker could become half as good as you, they'd be a fantastic speaker, and
very
they'd have
kind.
The success and ongoing success that you enjoy in the speaking profession.
Well, I appreciate that. I am just so excited to be able to come back to Australia. Some of your folks may remember that my grandmother, my mother's mother, was actually born in Adelaide, so I have a little bit of Australian blood in me, and it always feels like I'm coming home.
You're not suggesting that because she was born in Adelaide, she left immediately. Some people say it is a quiet town.
I don't think I'll comment on that one.
Lou Heckler, we look forward to spending time with you in Australia. Thank you.
Thank you, Winston.